Part 2. Strengthening the Soul. Introduction to Strengthening the Soul, Law of Attrition, Saint Germain, 10th October 2021. Invocation. I am giving conscious recognition daily, commanding God authority of life, calling forth the great cosmic fire breath of cosmic Christ love from the great central sun. The blessing and purifying power of your love from the great mountain ranges are expanding everywhere, holding protection and illumining all that is constructive. Violet fire, blaze and surge ceaselessly throughout the atmosphere of Earth and within the I Am One World Nation, of all cities, towns, and homes of the people. You are God's love, the living sacred fire everywhere. Saint Germain, greetings, dear ones. As we move deeper into the understanding of what the cosmic Christ love represents and what it does not represent, I would like to begin today by placing before you something that few, if any, have given any weight or confidence of authority to. This authority I have spoken to you about many times throughout the EGA discourses, and especially in the I Am Freedom Alchemy classes. Yet, I had to dissolve those classes due to the fact that most of those who attended the classes still did not see the value of what was given, and who, in their lack of awareness or inability to perceive that which was unseen within them, the tests were given, but only a few passed those tests. And so, the tests continue. But I want to tell you this. It is not the test, for you will never have to be tested again if you could only look beyond your misconceptions of who you think you are. Let me explain further. Dear brothers and sisters of my heart, the world is heading for a huge collapse in what it sees itself as. Much in the same way as you see yourselves have fallen away from what you believe you are. Yet, the difference is you know better. You have the direct guidance from your I Am presence, so that you will not have to feel the pain and suffering that so many more will have to contend with. And that is why it is so extremely important that those who have the power of divine understanding will have already risen above the chaos that will soon be upon the doorsteps of the hearts of the whole human race. But here's the thing you need to know now. We all know here, with positivity, and definitely, if you want to achieve a thing, anything, you must hold your attention fixed upon the goal. Do not worry about the means brought about to make that success, but keep your attention fixed upon the goal. You know the goal. You know the purpose. Know then that this great power and intelligence, the mighty I Am presence, is the only intelligence and power acting. Then, whatever conditions are required in the outer world to bring the success of the plan and magnetize the correct and most appropriate people into this ashramic group of synthesis for its success and achievement, it will be fulfilled quite naturally by the wisdom of the I Am presence acting through you. And herein, all errors and mistakes will cease from your lives and experiences. In turn, these will expand out into the outer world in accordance with cosmic law. This is an accurate law, and it cannot fail. It never has and never will. Because you are dealing with the most powerful law in the universe, your own life. The law of life, the law of one. There is nothing in the world or this universe that has any authority over your life. That is, the life you lead while holding true to and obedient to your I Am presence as the cohesive power of divine love that guides you while in the life you live within your biology. The crash in the mid-1930s where people around the world lost everything overnight and a recession brought untold devastation to societal life. But what happened? Those that felt the pains and horror of that crash, that disillusion of the life as they knew it along with the economy and industry, held on to the same intelligence that had brought them to that time before the crash. Their life, the law of life, still flowed through them. Yes, many people suffered on many levels. Yet in time, there was an acceptance of the losses. The failures to achieve and the pains and suffering soon dissipated into a new world, new experiences and new understandings. The consciousness at the time was not as high as it is now, but by the mid-1940s, spiritual movements began to shine forth that was, in truth, born out of the ashes of that devastating time. Had those who lost the most and who felt the greatest pain reversed all adverse feelings of anger, frustration, loss of hope, and many other feelings such as abandonment, and said to God, even though they did not know of the I Am, said, Almighty God, I achieved that which I had in my life once. I refuse acceptance of this appearance of what I have just been through. I shall go forward and attain, grow and develop again, this time even with greater determination and understanding. The way would be opened, not just for a few, but this time for the many, and they would have attained more quickly than in the beginning, because they had a new momentum gain based upon a higher awareness that they were not limited to or by the old consciousness. That is where mankind stands once again today. The moment one admits failure in your feelings, that quality is compelled to act there, and it will rush out and repel everything from it. No matter how much apparent loss has been in your life, don't ever let your feelings once again admit that you are not what you have come to be. Say, my past life may have gone, but the same intelligence, power, and ability which I unknowingly had then is consciously right here now. For that, I can be grateful and rise up this time in the name of God to live a new life of oneness within the Father's light and the Mother's love. And this would be true as the Father and Mother of all creation is true. Mankind, through mass suggestions, have believed they have not the same vitality and energy because of the passing of years. They crumple up under pressures and say, well, I think it's no longer any use. It's just too difficult to do anything I believe in anymore that gave me pleasure and uplifted my life to make it bearable. This is such a huge mistake. What a great mistake. Of course, mankind has not known that they were connected to the greatest power in the universe in the past. But now you today who do know can reverse all these old conditions. I am asking you all to straighten up and stand tall and fill your backbone with the cosmic white fire light substance, which in turn awakens everything that you are to your presence, and call forth that mighty energy and vitality into your body, where you could restore your life from what you once knew as your human life to our octave of life. Every one of you who will be honest, sincere, earnest, and determined to the power of light of your own heart We will give you every assistance that is possible for your victory from this day forward, as we have given it to you since the mid-1930s to those who turned to us for help. But you cannot afford to yield to the suggestions of the outer world and the chaos that is pending and allow it to consume your thoughts, words, and feelings in a single thing. If you do, you invite everything that has accumulated in human limitations to again enter your world. I shall call most earnestly for the strength and courage and power to act within your feeling world that does release the power, intelligence, and energy from your own I Am presence, which will sustain you until you are conscious yourself of the victory that you can have. Don't waste your energy and expect success. It cannot be done. You're not being deprived of anything, but everything life holds is being added onto you. 1 5-minute attention to the I Am presence, feeling those mighty currents of energy charging into and through you, and giving you an enthusiasm and buoyancy of youth with unlimited vitality and health will be greater than you can ever imagine. Therefore, today, remember that you are moving in the outer world of a seething vortex of chaos, confusion, and misinformation that suggests you are weak and powerless without the help of those seemingly powerful leaders of your world. They are strong-willed, but you are stronger, and your will is God's will, making them powerless, and who shall come to be dependent upon you as their salvation. Stand strong enough, unmovable and immutable, repelling all that is not God's divine purity of love and truth, and the success and victory will reign supreme. As destructions and disruptions gain momentum, trying to compel you to conform by its impelling forces, remember who you are and stand firm in the presence of God before all that you will be presented to face off against. These are the laws, dear hearts. They will set you free if you will only study and apply them. They cannot act for you without your rightful and true application, but they will produce powerful results if you will but apply them, where they will give you all the confidence and, in the power of your own I Am presence, clear your world and set you free to set humanity free in the victory of your success. Dear souls, the question has been asked. Question: what then is our immediate purpose? Answer: your goal is the finding of the kingdom of God within yourself first. Know thyself first. The aim of the goal and purpose of those backing this work is then to help and encourage all earnest seekers by providing the necessary information, knowledge, and guidance towards self-discipline and training that will enable them to attain their own spiritual enlightenment individually and then as a united group force field. The master within the heart of each seeker will call to themselves their own I Am presence. This is not about trying to awaken those who are still asleep. This purpose will awaken those quite naturally in accordance with cosmic law and the consciousness of those people in their own soul time and space and in a way that will best serve their own lessons and balancing of their own karma. That is not your domain. That is our domain. Your immediate purpose is to follow and remain obedient to your I Am, where its knowledge, love, and power are ever available and will be given freely to those who no longer seek anything for self, but only to help and serve their fellow brothers and sisters. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the God within. Spiritual enlightenment can be gained only upon the straight and narrow path that leads to the kingdom. Therefore, the seeking of the kingdom must be made the first thing in your new life. That sets your feet firmly upon the path that will help you from straying off the path and thus making unnecessary errors and mistakes. It is not impossible to find the kingdom, no matter how long or how unsuccessfully you have sought in the past. All it takes is earnest and determined, committed and wholehearted effort under the guidance that will be given to you by the I Am Presence. But it must be the first and supreme desire of your heart. No other desire can supersede it. You must want it more than any other thing in your life. When that desire has become supreme, it will not be long, for all the brothers and sisters in the kingdom nearest you will be with you in your search, helping, inspiring, and strengthening you in every possible way. Beloved Jesus told you in his discourses, 11TC, Why the Flag, Shift in Consciousness, Christ Jesus, 2021, October 5th. He said, I quote, "The mind will tell you that, yes, there are new potentials for a new world, and it will seek to agree and set out the new laws and rules and orders, and it will tell you to resist all different ways of feeling, of how to be and how to act, that will support the new directives, as if it knows what is happening. The mind will speak of love, yet behold, that mind, still living from within the lower consciousness, will place the heart a prisoner of its own devised untruths, its own interpretations of the truth based upon its own rearrangement of the old paradigms of feeling safe and being in control. The mind will make all manner of qualifications that will sound to the unwary perfectly acceptable, for they too are coming from the same levels of awareness. The lower mind will use its intellect and tell you what it wants you to hear, thinking it is right and correct, that it knows what love is. Yet, I tell you, it will not see its own intolerance or judgments that it holds onto from an unrecognized place within its past experiences. It will speak of love to be helpful and with all sincerity, and yet the very logic that it uses, though possibly sounding new, can wound the heart of the most tender, of those most called to the purity of love and its harmony. The mind knows the language that can imitate the higher consciousness, using all the right words, yet at the same time rejects the truth within itself, because it so hates to be confused, to be open and vulnerable, to remain open while casting down the protective barriers and old structures that have supported it for so long. Yet it knows not of its own erroneous thoughts or ways of projecting them into the outer world. It therefore desires anchors that have been designed without the knowledge of what these designs or structures are, that can rivet the mind in one spot, and held there while it suffers the pounding of the sea of change, resists the currents and fortifies itself against the storms. The mind will return always to where it feels safe and sure of itself, and so it goes nowhere and sees no transformation or creation or the new horizon that would defy its own known reality." End excerpt. But you must stay true to your I Am Presence, else fall back into the old ways which no longer will serve the Master that resides within you. As we are speaking of becoming the Master again, Yesterday, I placed within my discourse an excerpt to help spark your memories. The discourse excerpt spoke of being a human prototype. Did you pick up on the bullet that said, came to earth as a soul incarnate of an ascended master? I will say no more about this at this time, apart from this. As this seeps deeper into your conscious awareness, if it so sparks any responses within you, if this is true, what does it mean to you? How would you respond? Qualify. I wish to close now by bringing your awareness to the law of attrition. Briefly defined, the law of attrition is the process of reducing something's strength or effectiveness through sustained attack or pressure. This law is one of the laws that relate or belong to the laws of existence, and hence can and does create many varying types of negative influences upon human consciousness. When deliberately used, can be the most effective in creating disempowerment, as I have alluded to above in this discourse. The contemplative use of this law, where those who intentionally employ it to maintain power and control over others, and when wrongfully applied, brings imbalance and disharmony, and can equate to far-reaching results, as in the recessions of this world, and what is coming to humanity once again that will result in similar conclusions. When used in a negative and intentionally harmful way, such applications can reduce workforces in all forms of life in society. It can be used to reduce wages and increase costs to keep the people limited in their effective needs to live a healthy and free life. It can cause losses in all forms of the human experience. It can also remove people from positions in society and replace them with more experienced or more agreeable ones to the business owners. Some religions use attrition, placing it over the false belief in sin, to wear down their congregations that in turn subject them to disempowerment and hence the need to remain tethered to that church or belief system. Read the Christ letters to see how attrition was used towards the use of the seventh day. Attrition can also be applied to people who leave an education or training course before it has finished, thus resulting in a waste of energies and resources. It can also relate to the reduction or decrease or demise of personnel, membership, inclusion, association, affiliation, relationships, or participation in numbers, size, or strength to any group, community, or the gathering of a united force field. Attrition can also be applied to the wearing down of other physical things that occur either naturally, such as earthquakes, or by intentional physical action, such as manipulated and planned wars. To understand attrition, one needs to understand evolution. For without attrition, evolution cannot take place. It is a divine process that allows for and calls for change. Change to remove that which is old and to allow that which is new to come into play. Or the awareness of an ever-expanding consciousness. So attrition removes old concepts and opens the way for new concepts, new ideas, and new visions for humanity to grow, develop, and move higher in awareness, as I have explained above in my recession examples. So while attrition can seem negative and does indeed create hardships and chaos for many, and in a time to come, the whole of the human race, it too has its divine purpose. It is not wrong in terms of human experience. It is necessary to expand human experience by replacing what is old to allow the new to bring about higher consciousness and a better quality of life and freedom of spirit. Many will fight it, as the dark energies are doing right now, as they know their powers are about to be taken away from them, for these entities are not the consciousness of the mass of humanity. They're just a minority who think they know best and see humanity not as God beings, but slaves and workers to their own agendas. But that is not what the human race is for, nor ever was meant to be. So, the law of attrition, although it may appear to be that which takes away, it, on the other side of the definition, that which is the part of the law of life, is a process of expanding people's strength or effectiveness of being through sustained change in consciousness for the divine purpose of greater truth, the quality of life, and freedom of spirit. This law is all governed by the I Am Presence, in allowance knowing that what is seen is just the illusion of miscreation being corrected by the divine impulse of the cohesive power of God's love. I told you in the previous discourse, God has the answer to every problem. And even this global scale of a problem, the answer is made manifest in a way that is for the greatest good of all concerned. And you are part of the solution to resolve this massive problem. Remember then, dear hearts, pain and suffering, even death, is but an illusion. And within this holographic expression of the chaos now in your world, it is not about the physical manifestations, but the ever-expanding consciousness that does not die, does not hold on to pain or suffering. It is about the divine expression of God life, from the most distasteful to the most loving and joy-filled. This evolutionary world will one day pass also, and what will remain shall be glorious beyond measure. Only the Master within will know this. I am a pioneer working together with my group, who truly knows how to love, who sees life and all in the light of the spiritual triad. I am creating an inner fusion that can be seen by the Masters. I am transmuting all individual desire by not recognizing it through the process of attrition, the love of God. I am seeing world need and my service to render, and so my personal desires die by attrition. I am united in this liberating process of attrition with my group that we will attain so that we can go forward together as a united force field by the way of initiation. I am striving for complete absorption of service with my group under the law of occult continuity. I am part of a diverse group in unity at the same point in evolution who are pledged and committed to the work of the ashram. I am one with my group, a living organism with a diversity of qualities and potencies, initiates of a certain standing and degree, effective in manifestation upon the outer plane, in close contact with the Master within. I am achieving a non-sentimental group interrelation. I am learning how to use the forces of destruction constructively. I am attaining the power to work as the Earth hierarchy and as a group to exemplify unity in diversity. I am cultivating the potency of occult silence. And so, we conclude this discourse for today. I am Saint Germain in your service. Benediction. I am gratefully moving within the healing radiance of the great fire breath of change, forever illumining in the minds all my brothers and sisters.